Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 21st, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and what a joy to prepare and share these messages to instruct and encourage others in scriptural truth. Today's message is titled, Streams of Living Water. Listen as Brooksine reads two separate scripture portions, one from the Old Testament, Jeremiah 2, verse 13, and one from the New Testament, John 7, verse 38.
My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
Yesterday we drove by an old Order Mennonite church along 322 east of Ephrata, Pennsylvania. Right in front of the meeting house was a well with a pump, not for decoration, mind you. Three tin drinking cups hung on to the handle, available to quench the thirst of churchgoers or perhaps passersby. There are many Old Order Mennonites in the area who don't drive cars but ride bikes for transportation, so they probably fill a cup now and then to refresh themselves. Most all of our churches have drinking fountains or water coolers, and probably some provide bottled water. But I don't imagine very many of you attend a church where you take turns using the same cup or dipper at a well in front of your church. Recalling an old childhood memory of the pump at the side of my grandparents' house in Harwood, Missouri, I just had to stop and pump for some water. The stair held a tin cup, and after several vigorous pumps, the icy cold water spurted out, and thus we have a photo up today of a stair's surprised face.
Well, the Bible uses timeless illustrations to convey spiritual truth. Methodologies change, such as how we consume water, but the diligent student of Scripture can study and apply the lessons of Scripture to our present lives. Some 2,700 years after Isaiah wrote the first passage, we all, regardless of where we live, need water to survive. In fact, at the heart of the relief effort in Haiti is the absolute need for distribution of water. Many who have been deprived of this life-saving substance end up dehydrated and must be hooked up intravenously to restore the bodily fluid that they've lost.
Water makes up some 70% of an adult's total body weight, and without regular intake, our body's survival time is limited to a matter of days. Water is essential for the body's growth and maintenance. For example, it helps get rid of waste and regulates temperature, and it provides a medium for biological reactions to occur in the body. Chronic dehydration contributes to a number of health problems. And in cases of severe dehydration, death follows soon if rehydration is not started quickly.
Well, essential as water is to our physical bodies, the living water that God supplies is essential to our spiritual lives. The daily text in the very first biblical reference to living water, Jesus would later use this phrase concerning himself with the woman at the well in John 4.
Jeremiah lived during a time of great national apostasy, or falling away from God's truth, and persistently called the people to repentance. In the daily text, God declares, "My people have committed two sins.
First, they have forsaken me, the spring of living water." Well, living water is a wonderful descriptive phrase concerning the spiritual life that God desires to impart to his people. In this prophetic declaration, Isaiah is speaking spiritually, using a natural example all can identify with. Yet then, as now, so many have forsaken the Lord and this source of living water, the only source of truly abundant eternal life.
The second sin, as Jeremiah describes, or God speaks through Jeremiah, was, quote, "and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water." Well, God desires to supply living water, but man seeks temporal, flawed substitutes. The Full Life Study Bible has this interesting note. They seek life and pleasure in the idolatrous things of the world, things that have no real or lasting value. And that's still the case.
Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 38, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, Streams of living water will flow from within him.
Today, we encourage each of our listeners to turn to the Lord and partake of the living water that is from him.
Let's pray together. Father, we know that the drinking of fresh water is essential to our health. And without it, we battle bodily disease and struggle to survive. Drinking from the springs of living water is also essential to our spirit as we battle sin diseases of pride, jealousy, rage, bitterness, lying, and so many other carnal attitudes or behaviors that can result in spiritual death. As we drink from the springs of living water, we flush out those spiritual diseases that would seek to destroy us. Your scripture assures us that we will be fully alive in your spirit as we drink regularly from your life-giving streams of living water. Thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. And if you're curious, we have a picture of Esther and I in front of that pump, taken, of course, by Brooksine yesterday. Actually, two of them. One, a close-up of Esther's surprised face when the water came out so cold. And then a little bit set back where you can see the context. Let me add an additional study note today that related to the final reference in the Bible to living water, which is in Revelation 7, verse 17. That states, "For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water." Well, the Lamb, of course, is Jesus Christ, who died for our sins on the center of the cross, and he is now at the center of the throne. He is the eternal shepherd. First reference to God being our shepherd is in Genesis, where Jacob blesses his son Joseph with this testimony from Genesis 48:15. "May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day." Well, the shepherd is a constant theme through Scripture, ending with a daily verse. And he leads to springs of living water. Although this is a scene in heaven, the living water is available right now to all who believe. And of course, again, our daily text teaches that. "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." Well, thanks for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, January 21st, 2010. We do have one recommended song. We found a suitable YouTube video for today, and that is the song, "Fill My Cup, Lord." And it has a wonderful line in it that states, "Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole." Certainly another song that came to mind that those our age or those that love the hymns may recall is a song that has the line, "Drinking at the springs of living water." There were a number of folks that have put up YouTube versions, but really didn't find one that I chose to use today. But you may be able to recall that song and sing it out. Well, thank you again for joining us, and may God help us all to pursue the living water today.